This is BFBS.
The Forces Station.
George and Ben meet Fleur East.
Get it, Simon!
Trying to run that game, it sounds so sweet when it say my name. I said, boy, stop, run it back. You can talk that talk, but can you play that sax? Met a boss last night buying out the bar. Said I can ride top down in his Jaguar. I'm like, boy, stop, run that back. You can drive all night, but can you play that sax? Baby, baby, I've been waiting for. More than Kim and Ye. I'm like, boy, stop, run that back. Goddamn you, father, can you play that sax? Been a smart ass too, Mr. Know-it-all. Think you got flood down to a formula. I'm like, boy, stop, run it back. Pick a big guy, Cupid, can you play that sax? Baby, baby, I've been waiting for. Smoking on cigars, those little boys making all that noise, but you ain't gonna steal the show. No fancy cars or bass guitars, fellas in suits smoking on cigars, just play that song I know, take a deep breath and blow.
Get loose, get right, get a grip and rock me all night. Hold tight, lean back, play what I want for that sax. Get loose, get right, get a grip and rock me all night.
That was Fleur East with her debut single Sax on BFBS, The Forces Station. Fleur is a singer-songwriter, dancer and fitness model who first rose to fame through The X Factor back in 2005.
Since then, Fleur has appeared on some of the biggest reality TV shows like Strictly Come Dancing and I'm a Celebrity. And now she's back and releasing brand new music.
BFBS. The Forces Station.
George and Ben. Meet Fleur East.
We've got to ask you straight away about your new track, Count the Ways.
Yes. I'm excited to be here with new music. It's been a little while since I last released any new music. And this song, it's all about counting the ways that an ex broke my heart. So it's a breakup song, but it's very playful and it's got a positive vibe to it.
I absolutely loved it. I love the piano in it. It's super soulful. It's amazing. And you've put out on your own Platinum East label. How does that feel, putting out on your own label? That's a bit of a flex. Love that.
Thank you. Yeah, it's actually really empowering. Like, it feels very liberating after being, you know, with a huge machine and doing it that way on a major label, and then being able to decide, oh, I want this picture for my artwork. Oh, this is how the video is going to go. This is how I like the edit. Like, I have a lot more say and a lot more control, and it's really fun.
And is that something that you were aiming to do, have your own label, or did it just work out that way?
It kind of just ended up happening, because when I was signed to a major label, and I'd been signed to labels in the past, I was always very inquisitive, and I'd ask a lot of questions, and I'd like to know how it was all run, and, you know, what each team member did and what everyone's role was. And so I learned a lot from that experience. And then I got to a point where I was like, actually, I could probably do a lot of this if I put my own team together. And so here we are.
Yeah. So when it comes to, like, moving forward with your label, how are you looking at growing it?
Well, hopefully to release a lot more music on it, and then to give other people a chance, like new emerging artists who no one's really looking at right now. There's so much talent out there, and it's so difficult to get discovered and break through. So hopefully at some point I can lend my knowledge to those that are coming up in the industry.
When it comes to new artists, where would you go to find new artists? Because for me, I always look on, like, festival lineups right at the bottom on, like, smaller stages, and I'll just go and find people that way. But how do you do it?
Well, yeah, it's interesting you say that, because all the gigs that I do, anytime I'm doing like a live show, there'll be a lot of artists on, particularly in the summer, like you said, at festival gigs. And I discover a lot of artists from doing live shows and also going to watch live shows. So when I'm not performing, just going along and seeing what's out there. And now, thanks to social media, you can discover so much new talent just online every day. So I see a lot of new people on there as well.
Have you already got your eye on anyone?
I mean, at this moment in time, I'm doing so much on my own.
Yeah, that's fair.
So I haven't really, like, delved into that yet. But anybody that's got, you know, advice, and anyone that's asking me for advice, I'm always there to help. And even when I work on my own music, I get in with new emerging artists, songwriters, and people that are working behind the scenes. So there'll be a lot of people on my new project that, you know, you'll be introduced to.
Moving forward, will it change kind of permanently how you release your music?
I think so. I think once you've kind of done it on your own, and you have a solid team with you, there's no other way to do it, you know, because it's so much more relaxed. Like, I was on the video shoot for Count the Ways just a couple of days ago, and it was so chilled and so relaxed, and it was all my people, and it was all my team, and I knew everyone that was there, and it was just so much more enjoyable, you know, being at the center of it all. So yeah, I'm having a lot more fun this way.
And we'll have your new track right now. Could you introduce it for us?
Yes, I'm Fleur East, and this is my new single, Count the Ways, on BFBS Radio.
Sprinkle all your magic love dust on me, drizzled all your funky love lust on me, made me think you saved your love just for me. You hurt me so good, hurt me so good. Oh, kinda wish I would have seen it coming. If I did, you would have seen me running. Gave me that super 16 dream loving, then you hurt me so good, hurt me so good. Oh, just can't keep count. My pain is running out. Look what you've done to me. I can't get any higher. Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, you had me at that first kiss. Should've let it go, but I made a list. Ooh, let me count the ways.
Let me count the ways, let me count the ways.
Marked on my heart like 1, 2, 3. In case you don't remember. Famous rodeo ride on me. You hurt me so good, hurt me so good. I, about 100 times you made me cry. Ooh, you must have told about 1,000 lies. There's a million reasons why I said goodbye. Ooh, you hurt me so good, hurt me so good.
I just can't keep count. My pain is running out.
Look what you've done to me. I can't get
is George and Ben. Meet Fleur East on BFBS, the Forces Station. Fleur, what do the next couple of years look like for you?
Well, there's going to be a lot more music, a lot more performances. I'm presenting as well on Saturday Night Takeaway. So that's still going on.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun working with Anton Deck.
What about Strictly? Is there more to come from that? Because there was a rumour, something with Vito, your partner.
Oh, yeah. What was the rumour?
That was literally it, just that you had something planned. And from the look on your face, I'm going to assume we're not getting any more information out of you.
Well, I am performing in London and there's going to be a lot of surprises in that live show.
Wink, wink.
That may include some of my Strictly friends.
We'll take that. We'll take that. And what about any tours, anything like that? Have you got any plans to do something like that?
Yes, I'm planning to just go all over the UK with that new band and perform as much as possible because I love performing.
This is BFBS, the Forces Station.
George and Ben, meet Fleur East.
Love when we're in the dark, we're laying heart to heart. Don't really know your repertoire, just show me who you are. Don't need no fancy cars, so put down your credit cards. Kisses are better than caviar, baby, you hit the mark. And it's so damn good when you're on my body, kissing me like you should. Until I said don't stop it, never felt so damn good. So when you're on my body, look the views, making me think you're my new favorite. So many things, and I wanna try more. Cause it's so damn good when you're on my body, kissing me like you should. Until I said don't stop it, never felt so damn good. So when you're on my body, look the views, making me think you're my new favorite.
Fleur East with Favourite Thing.
This is BFBS, the Forces Station.
George and Ben, meet Fleur East. Fleur
East. And what's left on the wish list? Any venues that you'd still like to play? Any countries you need to go to?
I mean, I've done a lot of travelling and I've performed in a lot of places, but for me to do my own headline tour is the dream. I still haven't done that. I've performed a lot. I've toured with a lot of people. But I haven't actually had my own headline tour. So that for me would be the dream. And off the back of all the experience I have and just recently finishing the Strictly Come Dancing tour and being in arenas and performing to thousands of people, there's always that bug that I'm like, oh, I need to come back here and do this, like, with my own music. So that's the dream for me.
That's an amazing dream. No doubt you'll reach it. And what about when it comes to dream collabs? Is there any artist that you look at that you're like, I have to do something with them at some point?
Well, I mean, for me, in the UK, songwriting wise, I mean, Ed Sheeran for me has been someone that I've admired right from the beginning of his career. And I used to cover all of his songs on my YouTube when he first released his first album. I was like, oh my gosh, I love this guy. I'd love to write with him. And I've interviewed him since. So it's really weird, like, sitting in front of him and you know, someone that I'd like listened to for years. So here, he would be amazing. On my like dream, like bucket list, Alicia Keys is one of my favorite singers of all time. And to be able to just sing with her, even if it was just a duet, just one night, I would love that.
Let's get her on now. It's Alicia Keys, A Woman's Worth on BFBS.
You could buy me diamonds. You could buy me pearls. Take me on a cruise around the world. Baby, you know I'm worth it. Dinner lit by candles. Run my bubble bath. Make love tenderly to last. Not just dough, but a show that you know she is worth your time. You will lose if you choose to refuse to put her first. She will if she can find a man who knows her worth. Cause a real man knows a real woman when he sees her.
First.
This is George and Ben, Meet Fleur East on BFBS, the Forces Station. Now, Fleur, you know the music business as well as anyone. You've been in it since you were a teenager. Is it as vicious as we're led to believe?
Yes.
Right.
Really?
No, it's worse.
It doesn't shock me.
Yeah, it's hardcore. It's brutal because I think once you're in the industry and once you're signed, you're basically a commodity. Like, you're being sold. A lot of people are making money out of you. And that sounds pretty brutal, but that is what it is. So it's like, how can we sell this? How can we sell you? And that's basically how everyone's looking at you. And it's quite savage in the sense that, you know, if they spend a lot of money on you and they don't get a lot of return, like any business, like any product, unfortunately, you're going to be put on the shelf or you're going to be dropped. And that's just how it goes. You know, there's not a lot of feeling and emotion involved in it. The thing that kind of keeps it ticking over, and I think the thing that keeps artists in it, is the love of music. Because no matter how you look at it from an industry perspective or from a business perspective, you can't really crunch the numbers of how a song works or where you get your inspiration from or how you write a song. Like, those things come from a real place and come from a passionate place, and you have to have a love for it. And I think no matter how the industry tries to sell things or try to take things, as an artist, when you love what you do, you'll keep coming back. Fans love music, and that's what keeps it ticking over. And I don't think you can really ever destroy that, because you can go to like a dingy club in the middle of East London and people can get up on a mic and they can sing and they can improvise and they can jam, and nothing can really take that away.
It's the human side of it that cuts through. I've got, I think, the most important question. Are Simon Cowell's trousers as high as they look? Because we were discussing this.
We need insider information here. Is that even physically possible?
I think they're even higher.
Oh!
In real life, to be honest. Yeah.
Damn.
He loves a high-waisted trouser.
Does
he loves
he just?
A Cuban heel.
Yes.
He loves a Cuban heel, that man.
So that obviously hasn't changed over the years and probably never will. But have you noticed any change in the industry as a whole?
I think so. I think in the way that people discover music, I mean, I burst onto the scene at the birth of streaming. So that was like really, really crazy, you know, for me as a new artist, because there was a formula and there was a way that you released music before that. It was like, you know, you put the song out, you play it on the radio, and then there'd be a release date, and then you'd go around and you'd promote it. And then as soon as streaming hit, everything changed, and no one really knew how to monitor it. And no one really knew what that was going to be like. And I remember it kind of got to a point, I think it was Ed Sheeran, funnily enough, released an album on streaming, and then about 4 or 5 of his songs were in the chart. And it was like, hold on, how's this working? So that's been a really interesting turning point in the industry, a huge turning point. But I think it's been really cool for new artists, because you can get discovered anywhere now. Whereas before, you had to be on a major label. And now you could put something out on TikTok, or you could put something out on YouTube, and you can get discovered organically through people just streaming you, and playlists, and people making their own playlists. And so there's a lot more opportunity for artists, I think.
This is BFBS, the Forces Station.
George and Ben, meet Fleur East. Fleur
East. I think a negative we're going to have to touch on is your experience with racism. Do you think over time things have changed? Has it got better?
I think that there are a lot more like spaces for artists of colour. I think that the more that the conversation has been had, the more people are aware. For example, you even asking me this question wouldn't even have come up maybe 7-8 years ago. It wouldn't even have been a topic. Mm. And I think that now, because people are more aware of it, it's shone a light on it, and people are now open to that conversation, and people are now supporting artists of colour a lot more. Unfortunately, it's just the nature of society and the world that we live in. And I remember being told, you're going to have to work even harder because you're a Black woman, and that's just the way it is. And I remember just being so taken aback by that and thinking, what does that mean? Like, I can't change who I am. I can't change the color of my skin. And why do I have to work even harder? Why is that even a thing?
As if you don't already work hard enough, right?
This is the thing. And then there's another layer of, you know, being a person of color and then being a woman. And there's all those challenges. But I mean, at the same time, you wouldn't want it any other way, because those are the things that that make me who I am as an artist, and that, you know, create my stories and the things that I bring to the table. And so I think, yes, there has been a shift. There's definitely been a change. There's been a lot more celebration of artists of color. And I think that the more that we have the conversation, I think the more they will open doors.
2020, yeah, we're living in some strange times, but we're all in this together at the same time. It's getting difficult, and yeah, it's pretty crazy, but you can stay at home and nobody can call you lazy. Think about it, all the times you called in sick, every single alarm you snoozed, every sick note, every trick. Think of every annoying colleague, all the ones that stole your juice. Now you can stay at home with a legitimate excuse. Think about it, we can all fulfill our dreams. You can sit in your pants and have a work conference on Teams. You know what I mean? I know your kids can make you scream, but you can hold them close, tuck them in, watch them dream. At the supermarket, instead of clearing the shelves, you should stay at home, that's what's really good for your health. Look at toilet paper, what's wrong with us? You can wash your bum in the shower, like what's the fuss? I know things are out of balance, I know things are kind of off. I used to cough to hide a fart, now I fart to hide a cough. Make the most of it, cause it won't last forever. And the minute you're back at work, you'll be complaining about the weather, or slagging off your boss, or moaning about whoever. You'll be booking a flight at leisure for your business or your pleasure. Don't just think about yourself, think of everyone. You can stand up for the world by just sitting on your bum. I know you're stuck inside and you're going out of your mind, keep spinning while you try to pass the time. Sit down, sit down, lock down, lock down. I know you're all dressed up, but you got nowhere to go. But you're not alone. It won't discriminate, it's affecting everyone. No matter who you are, rich, poor, old, young, faith, race, face, nothing makes you immune. You can shut the door and the whole world's in the same room. Think about it, this will all be like a bad dream. We'll wake up and read about the days of quarantine. The calendar droppers and the house party rockers. All the TikTokers, channel hoppers, toilet roll stockers, to the pajama boppers, the conspiracy plotters, Wi-Fi blockers, fridge stockers, meme swappers, yeah. It's time we started acting smart. We need to come together by just keeping apart. I know you're stuck inside and you're going out of your mind.
Out of your mind.
And the world keeps spinning while you try to pass the time.
Tick tock, tick tock.
Sit down, sit down.
Hey.
Lock down, lock down.
Lock down.
I know you're all dressed up, but you got nowhere to go.
Yeah.
But you're not alone. I know you're stuck inside and you're going out of your mind.
Go crazy.
And the world keeps spinning while you try to pass the time.
Hey.
And sisters, you're not alone.
All the people around the world, yeah,
you're not alone.
One life, one choice, one world, one voice,
you're not alone.
To everybody on the front line, saving lives,
you're not alone.
BFBS original music specials.
George and Ben meet Fleur East.
And you're absolutely smashing it on your own, and you've got your own label now. But do you ever have days and you just think, God, I wish I had some bandmates around me to just let it all out and have a good old rant?
That's what my friends are for, and that's what my husband's for, unfortunately for him. He gets it all the time. And then I'll get on the phone with my sister and we can talk for hours and hours on end. And just my family unit around me are the people that I can vent to. And I think a lot of what happened in my career happened at quite a late stage, you know, in the industry. Like, I was 26. I mean, that's not even old, but in terms of like a pop career, that's quite late in life. And I already had my friends around me, and I'd been to school and done my sleepovers and had my house parties and all the things that you can do that a lot of artists don't get the privilege of doing because everything happens so early. So they're always around me and they're always with me. And those are the people that really know me, and yeah, I can vent to them.
And I feel very showbiz asking this, but like when it comes to celebrity friends, do you have that network of famous people, of celebrities, people that you've met along the way that you can draw off and seek advice from them?
Yeah, Leanne from Little Mix is someone that I've kept in touch with over the years, and she's always very honest and very supportive as well. Like anything I've done, she'll always support me. She'll always share things online and she'll always invite me to whatever she's doing. And I've seen her career grow and expand, and it's just so, so inspiring. And yeah, there's a small network of people that I do like click in with and connect with. And it's really nice actually, because particularly people that I've come up with through X Factor, and like seeing what they do, and like JLS I'm very close with, and they just finished a huge arena tour last year, and just seeing them come up in the industry is amazing.
This is JLS, Everybody in Love on BFBS.
Everybody in love, gonna put your When the need's so strong, when they're gone, you don't know how to go on. So the whole world is stuck in a moment, standing still until they come back. You accept that they've got things to do, but sometimes in the end there's nothing left for you. If hurt is missing you, baby, I've done too much of it lately. Cause every minute's like an hour, every hour's like a day, every day lasts forever, but what else am I gonna do? I'll wait forever and a day for you. I'd wait up, wait up, I can't eat, I can't sleep, what else could it be? Missing you so deep, long as I'm where you're going to. I'd wait forever and a day for you. I'd wait. Say we're through, deep inside you feel the same way I do. Might as well turn around and just send this, cause it's hard trying to stay mad. I could tell you that you can't stay here, knowing just as soon as you disappear that I'll be missing you, baby, soon as you get up and you walk away.
Every minute's like an hour, every hour's like a day, every day lasts forever, but what else am I gonna do? I'd wait forever and a day for you. I'd wait up, wait up, I can't eat, I can't sleep, what else could it be? Missing you so deep, long as I'm where you're going to. I'd wait forever and a day for you. I'd wait up, wait up for you.
Everybody in love, go put your hands up. Everybody in love, go put your hands up.
George and Ben, meet Fleur East.
And have you ever mentored anyone like that's up and coming who needs that advice from someone who's been around for a few years?
It's interesting you ask that, because the year after I did X Factor, I went back and the team asked me to go back and talk to all of the artists that were going into the show the year after me. So I went in and I actually did like an hour talk with them and sort of just reminded them that they needed to hold on to the reason why they audition for the show in the first place and make music be the focus and not get swept up in it and not to chase the fame and not to believe their own hype, to stay humble. And so, yeah, over that period of time, I like kind of mentored them initially. A lot of them took the advice, some didn't. You got to learn in your own way. And anyone that asks me for advice, whether online or a gig or whenever I meet anybody, I'm always willing to help anyone.
And looking around right now, what groups or what singers are you into? What's on the Flurry's playlist?
At the moment, I'm still obsessed with Silk Sonic, Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak. When they released that album, I played it nonstop, I think, for about 2 months. And I think it came out October of that year. And when I got my Spotify Wrapped, that was my most listened to artist.
It's such a game changer album. So good.
Just incredible. And I just love all the influences and the fact that it's so old school and so retro, and that's the music that I love. I'm obsessed with them.
Straight. If you smoke,
what you smoke?
I got the haze.
Purple haze.
And if you're hungry, girl, I got the lace. Ooh, baby, don't kick me.
Waiting.
There's so much love we could be making. I'm talking kissing, cuddling, rose petals in the bathtub. Girl, it's jumping, it's bubbling.
This is George and Ben Meet Fleur East on BFBS, the Forces Station. And we've got to talk reality TV because, Fleur, you have excelled on three of the biggest primetime reality shows in the country. I mean, that's incredible. Let's start right back at the beginning. X Factor, the first time you were only 16. Mm. Would you recommend people to go on that young or wait until they're a bit older?
Yeah, well, I was really grateful that it didn't happen for me when I was 16, actually, because I came away from that experience and I gained so much experience as a performer after that. Like I featured on loads of tracks. I performed with DJ Fresh for 2 years. We went all over the world and toured, and I really perfected my skills as a performer, as a songwriter. And I really knew what I wanted at that point. So when I went back on the X Factor the second time, I was ready and I was prepared for it. And I've always told everyone that's ever asked me, try everything else, try every other route before you try something like that. Because if it doesn't go well for you on a show like that, there's not really much coming back from it.
What was your experience like second time round? How would you compare or contrast those two experiences?
I was a lot more secure in myself. I knew exactly who I was as an artist. I had a clear identity. And so throughout the show, you could almost see who I was already as an artist in the industry, because I knew what I wanted. And I really collaborated with Simon, with the team. My husband was styling me while I was on the show. A lot of people may not know that, but I had a lot of say. And so it was a much better experience because I had my head screwed on and I knew what I was doing.
What's it like in between the shows, the bits that we see? Is it all just hard work and rehearsals?
Pretty much, yeah. Like you're filming a lot because you're making a TV show. So when you're not live, you're filming all the behind the scenes stuff. You're rehearsing for the live show. There is a lot of fun where you're in the house and you're singing with everybody and, you know, you're jamming and you're making up songs and things like that. But a lot of it is hard work.
I suppose you've also got that friendship that you build with your mentor. And what was that like for you? How was that experience off camera, especially?
Yeah, Simon and me had a really good relationship, actually. He always said to me, he was like, I really, really admire how you know exactly what you want. And I remember, I think when it got to even the final, there was an entire creative that I'd told Simon I wanted for one of my last performances. And I was like, I can see it now. It's like an army. You know, everyone's coming out. We're like a huge force. We're going to come on that stage, flags, all this. And I had the whole idea. And he brought it to life. And so it was a real collaboration with him.
George and Ben, meet Fleur East.
BFBS,
the Forces Station.
And you mentioned Ant and Dec because you'll be working with them on Saturday Night Takeaway, but you've already worked with them kind of before on I'm a Celebrity. Yeah. How was that? If you could sum it up in just one sentence, what was that experience like?
It was honestly the most fun I've ever had, and I think the most challenging thing I've done so far. Like, it really pushed me out of my comfort zone, you know, having to be in a different country, no phone, no connection to my loved ones, no food. I love my food. So that was a real challenge. But having to be part of a team I loved, and having to win stars for the team and things like that, I really, really enjoyed.
And was that more or less nerve-wracking than The X Factor? It sounds like the way you're talking about it, it sounds like it's even more intense.
It was more intense in terms of like a personal challenge, but X Factor was a lot more nerve-wracking. The Jungle was a lot more fun. It was fun. It was just like, yeah, let's go and whack some pinatas and get some mealworms chucked on me and cockroaches, and you know, and I there was nothing really riding on it. Whereas X Factor, it was like my career and it was something I was really passionate about.
Yeah, I'm a Celebrity is actually just quite a lot of sitting around in the jungle, isn't it?
Pretty much. A lot of sunbathing, a lot of showers, because you've got a lot of bugs in your hair and everywhere else. But no, on the whole, it was a lot of fun. I loved it.
And are there other sort of fellow singers who have done reality TV that you admire?
I mean, there aren't many that have done as many as I've done from X Factor. That someone said to me the other day, you've done the holy trinity of reality shows. Like, you've done X Factor, Strictly and The Jungle. So it's rare that I've met anyone that's done the same as me. But I think, just like I said, for example, the people that have come up the same way I have, like Harry Styles, for example, I mean, he's absolutely smashing it.
Yeah.
And I love him as an artist and I love his music. And I'm just, yeah, so proud to see someone that's come from the same platform go so far.
Just stop your crying, it's a sign of the times. Welcome to the final show. I hope you're wearing your best clothes. You can't bribe the door on your way to the sky. You look pretty good down here, but you ain't really good. We never learned we've been here before. Why are we always stuck and running from the bullet? The bullet. We never learned we've been here before. Why are we always stuck and running from the bullet? The bullet.
BFBS.
The Forces Station.
George and Ben. Meet Fleur East.
When you went into I'm a Celeb, did you realise how difficult it would be?
Well, I'd actually spoken to Jake Quickenden before I did it, because he did it the year that he was on X Factor with me. So he left X Factor and then went straight into the jungle. And that's never been done before. So I called him immediately and I was like, look, I'm a celebrity, have approached me. What is it like? Tell me everything. And he was just very honest. And he said, look, Fleur, he goes, from what I know of you, I think you'll be able to handle it. There's a lot of sitting around, but you're quite a fun person and you'll be able to, you know, fill your time. And he said, you get on with people, the food, you'll be able to do it. So he gave me a lot of advice and he actually got me really excited about it. So yeah, thanks, Jake, for your advice.
And then you went back into a full-on one with Strictly. You absolutely smashed it. How many hours a day are we talking to get those performances as good as they were?
I'd get into rehearsal at 12 and sometimes I'd rehearse until 10 or 11 at night.
Oof.
So it was long, a lot of hours, but actually a lot less days than people will think, because really you're only rehearsing for 3 days, because the rest of the time you're filming, you do It Takes Two, then on the Friday you go into the studio and rehearse. So you're done. You need to have it done by Thursday morning. So it's a lot less time than people realise.
And is it true that you never even had a coffee beforehand?
Never had a coffee before. And then I met an Italian and he introduced me to coffee. And that's what got me through Strictly. But weirdly, since Strictly has ended, I've not had any coffee since.
Are you still using any of the Strictly moves, or is that kind of shelved forever?
No, it's helped me a lot, actually, because having that intense experience and having to learn routines really quickly and in a discipline that I've never, ever done before has now made me look at dance really differently. And the way that I approach performance and, you know, the finesse that you need to have with movements, like I'm a lot more precise with my performances, and even rehearsing for my video for Count the Ways, I felt like I was a lot more switched on and I could pick up the routines faster. And it was just so different for me.
This might be a tricky one. What show had the best vibe?
Ooh.
Can I guess? I feel purely from an outside looking in, I'd say Strictly.
I'd say Celebrity.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a hard one because they're all so different. I think the most fun was I'm a Celeb, because like I say, it was less intense and there wasn't like pressure. But in terms of like camaraderie and building like a relationship, Strictly, I think, was more intense in that way. Like we were a real family from very early on, and we're so close now. Like we message each other every day.
And are there any other reality shows that you would like to do or would be willing to do?
Do you know what? I don't know. I never say never, because I never really came into this game to do reality TV, but then I ended up in the jungle and on Strictly. So I don't know where I'm going to be next.
Fleur East with More and More.
They say love can lift you up no more, but boy, you lift me like a major chord. I know that they say love's gonna end in misery, but baby, that don't sound like you and me. When you're touching me, my heart, it comes alive.
BFBS Original Music Specials.
On air, online, on the app,
on FM,
and DAB Plus throughout the UK. This is BFBS.
BFBS.
The Forces Station.